السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. O Allah, we beseech thee to increase us in our knowledge and to protect us from the deception of the Satan and the evil of our souls. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. It is indeed only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala that we continue what Suratul Kahf, chapter number 18, verse number 14 is our starting point. Yesterday's lesson, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala informed us, أَمَ حَسِبْتَ أَنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْكَهْفِ وَالرَّقِيمِ كَانُوا مِنْ آيَاتِنَا أَجَبًا. Those people who were the companions of the cave, the seven of them, were Raqim. And I explained to you in detail, Raqim means the dog that is black and white in color. That these are our signs that are amazing and astonishing. When the youngsters took refuge and they took shelter there in the cave, it means before they reached there, they made this dua. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. O beloved Allah, grant us from your side a special mercy to envelop us. And O Almighty Allah, you arrange and organize for us regarding our matter that which is good and the best and righteousness for us, Ya Allah. How did O Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala arrange this for them? Their dua was accepted. Almighty Allah let them sleep, a deep sleep, and they could not hear anything from the outside, all the hustle and bustle, and they slept for 300 years, subhanallah. That is, if you take the solar calendar, and if you take the lunar calendar, then it is 309 years, and in this week, inshallah, you will hear the details. Thereafter, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala addressing Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Nahnu Naqussu. We will relate to you the story. We will inform you about these people, their extraordinary events and incidents. Alayka, upon you, Ya Rasulallah, Naba'ahum Bilhaq. The important information. Truthfully, no addition, no omission, no propaganda. Innahum fityatun amanu bi rabbihim. They were a group of youngsters. How many youngsters did some great, great things in Islam? And these are the people. They remain steadfast. Afdalul jihad. Man qala kalimata haqqin inda sultanin jair. The hadith of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mishkat Sharif. One of the best jihads is when you speak the truth in front of the tyrant, zalim, oppressive ruler. You know he will kill you and execute you. But you speak the truth nevertheless. So they were the youngsters, Amanu bi Rabbihim. They brought Iman on Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher. Wazidnahum huda, and we increase for them that guidance, that radiance, and that effulgence. The Iman in the inner recesses of their heart increase. Wazidnahum huda. When Almighty Allah gives guidance directly to that person, then that person is going to remain on the right path till he enters Jannatul Firdaus. And this is what happens to people like this. So Almighty Allah tells us, Surah 18, Suratul Kahf, verse number 14, وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ, and we strengthen their hearts. So who strengthens the heart to speak the truth? The odds are against you, and yet you are trumping away. So you are triumphant, and you are a person, you win. So who is the one? I'm not speaking of him, I'm speaking of here. وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ, and Almighty Allah strengthens their hearts, so they will be victorious. Because Almighty Allah has given them that iman, Almighty Allah has given them that love of Almighty Allah, now they fear none. إِذْ قَامُوا, when they stood in front of that ruler, his cabinet and caucus is there, his army and police and henchmen are there, and all the other intelligence are there, and the seven youngsters. Imagine seven youngsters in their teenagers, and they are young people, and now they speak the truth. Because they know halawatul iman, the sweetness of iman. Faqalu, they said boldly, they announced it and pronounced it, Rabbuna Rabbu Samawati wal Ard, our sustainer, nourisher, provider is Rabbu Samawati, the one who nourishes the heavens and the skies and the celestial creation. Wal Ardi, the land, the sand, the world, the earth, everything, whether it is the one above the land or whether it is there in the water. So all this creation, Almighty Allah is the sole sustainer, nourisher. And we believe in Him alone. And let's make it clear to you, O King, O ruler. لَنَّدُؤُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَهَا, never now, never in the future. When lan precedes the verb, and the verb, it refers to the future as well. So translation, never ever will we call, will we worship besides Him, besides Almighty Allah, ilaha. Any god, any deity, any idol, nothing. We worship only Almighty Allah. Therefore, when you go to occupied Palestine, and you meet the people, they tell the Jutlas, they tell the Zionist regime that you can try all your tactics. لَن نَرْكَى لِأَحَدٍ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, we fear none, we will not make ruku, we will not surrender, we will not submit to anybody except Almighty Allah. When the Muslim Ummah has such people, then victory is near, inshaAllah. فَقَالُوا رَبُّنَا رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَن نَدْعُوَ مِن دُونِهِ إِلَٰهًا لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَطَطًا. And hypothetically, if we say that what you want us to say, لَقَدْ قُلْنَا, then indeed, definitely we uttered, إِذًا also, شَطَطًا, something very, very enormous, the kufr, the blasphemy, the shirk, it is beyond proportions. You cannot quantify it. That is the meaning of shatata. It is something so big and something that cannot be quantified. Therefore, when Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of Tawheed, and then Almighty Allah speaks of those people who committed kufr and shirk, listen to the words. وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَانُ وَلَدًا, and those people who say, Almighty Allah has taken children, He has taken a son as God, Allah forbid, like the Christians say, or He has taken Uzair alayhi salam, Ezra, peace be upon him, like some Jews say, or the Malaika, the Farishta, the angels as His daughters, as the Mushrikeen, the polytheists say. Almighty Allah states, لَقَدْ جِئْتُمْ شَيْئًا إِدَّا, you brought something horrible, terrible. تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهُ وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضُ وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ حَدَّا. If you only understood the Arabic language, then you will understand the beauty, the glory, the style, and the diction of the noble Quran. with your utterances of blasphemy and shirk, ascribing somebody something to Allah. The skies are on the verge of bursting and ranting, going asunder, splitting to pieces. وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضُ, and the earth is on the verge of splitting to pieces. وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ, and the mountains are on the verge of falling to pieces and smitherings. That is the impact of kufr and shirk. But Almighty Allah keeps everything in harmony because of the people of Iman, because of the ma'asum children and the innocent children, the animals and the other creation. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the sole sustainer, nourisher for the celestial creation, for the land and sand, and those in the marine world, whether the fish and other creation, all of them. So Almighty Allah states that these people said, لَقَدْ قُلْنَا إِذًا شَتَطًا, then it means we have made such a statement that is horrible, terrible, and the enormity of it cannot be quantified. هَٰؤُلَاءِ قَوْمُنَا اتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَةً, Ya Allah, we are youngsters, but we love you so much, Ya Allah. We are prepared to make the supreme sacrifice. We are prepared to give our life for you, O Allah, for your love and pleasure. And they surrounded by mushrikeen and idol worshippers. Ha ulai qawmuna. Ya Allah, these are our people. What have they done? They have taken besides him, dunihi, besides him, Allah, capital H, Aliya, they are deities, they are semi-gods, they are demigods. The word ilah is used for Allah and other deities. And Allah, lafzul jalala, the word Allah, is used only, solely, exclusively for Almighty Allah. So they say that this is their God and this is their God, like the Christians, like the Hindus, like this one and that one. So produce to us concrete evidence. لَوْلَا يَعْتُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنٍ. So why don't they present for themselves بِسُلْطَانٍ بَيِّنٍ, clear-cut evidence, clear proof. We give clear proof. Our Quran mentions it. Our common sense tells us, look at everything in the harmony it works. Sunrise, sunset. We tell you today sunrise is 5:15, for example. So remember that it happens on that precise time. Not 1 minute earlier, not 1 minute later. And it's not per chance. It's happening for 1,000 years, million years. Almighty Allah alone knows. You look at your sunset, you look at your 14 night moon shining on its glory and beauty. Which government is making it happen? Which organization? Which person? None in the entire creation. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ, and the symbols and signs of Almighty Allah. اللَّيْلُ وَالنَّهَارُ وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ, the night and the day, the sun and the moon, all that under the direct command of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. فَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ, and who can be a bigger zalim, oppressor, transgressor? مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا, compared to those people who fabricate, who invent lies against Almighty Allah. Tawheed is our foundation. Tawheed is our rabita, our link, our connection. Whether we are right at the bottom of Africa, whether we are right on top in Africa, in Egypt, or in any other country, or we are in America or Europe, that binding thing which will bind us and connect us is the kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And that is to prove and say, truly it is none worthy of worship but Almighty Allah. And our role model and sample example for all times, all places, is Habib Allah, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the binding factor. Now, when we speak of Ashabul Kahf, now people want to use their own imagination. Let us see where this cave is. So they went to Amman in Jordan, and they start measuring there. They went to Syria and they found a cave there and started measuring. They went to Istanbul and Turkey, and I went to all three of these places, alhamdulillah. Remember, all this is speculation. No person in the world can tell you 100% with certainty that this is the place where this incident took place. So to go and make these measurements and all that has no real Islamic significance. It's just for people's own, you know, whims and fancies. They want to take the credit, we discussed it. But Almighty Allah is telling us something else. Now you youngsters, you are there in the presence of the king and his caucus and his ministers. Now he told you, he's giving you 24 hours extension. Tomorrow he will summon you, commission you again. And if you give the same answer, then he's going to execute you. So Almighty Allah tells them what to do. وَإِذِ اِتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ And when you separate from them, when you, the youngsters, separate from them, وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ And whatever they are worshipping except Allah. So meaning you remain with your belief and don't ever get influenced by them, with their idol worship and their kufr and shirk and blasphemy and polytheism. Then what must you do when you move away? فَأَوُوا إِلَى الْكَهْفِ Then you take your shelter there in the cave. You go to the cave. You take that step, and then I will do and favor you with my special mercy. We must take the initiative. In Tansurullah, if you help the deen of Almighty Allah. They said we worship Allah alone, despite the king, the ruler, the ministers, police, everybody there. They spoke the truth. And when you speak the truth, that attracts the mercy of Almighty Allah. يَنْشُرُ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala's mercy then spread upon them. So many parts of South Africa today gripped by famine and drought and what have you. Other parts of Africa as well. And what should we do? Abundant istighfar. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Instead of taking Allah's name, people are taking Donald Trump's name more and more. Remember, everybody, everyone is under the control of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala. So the more we make istighfar, then the rain will come. How will the rain come? Almighty Allah states, Istaghfiru Rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara. Indeed, Almighty Allah is very, very forgiving. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا Almighty Allah will send abundant, beneficial, good rain for you. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثَ He, Almighty Allah, will send the rain for you. مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا قَنَتُوا After they were disillusioned, disappointed, they felt no rain will come. وَيَنْشُرُ رَحْمَتَ And Almighty Allah scatters His mercy. That's the word I wanted to show you. وَيَنْشُرُ رَحْمَةَ So Almighty Allah's rain is mercy. Yeah, these seven youngsters, with the dog outside, now they go into that cave. What does Almighty Allah give them? Bishara and Bushra, the glad tidings and good news. يَنْشُرُ لَكُمْ رَبُّكُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ And He, Almighty Allah, will scatter for you His mercy. Imagine if you have the mercy of Almighty Allah. Always read Surah 7, verse 151. Surah 7, Surah A'raf, verse 151. وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ Oh, beloved Allah, you include us in your mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ You are the most merciful one to show mercy. Why should we curry favor with people and sell the Sharia and compromise the deen of Allah when we know Almighty Allah is the most merciful one to show mercy? He will envelope us, encompass us in His mercy. وَيُهَيِّئِ لَكُم مِّنْ أَمْرِكُمْ مِّرْفَقًا They made dua, Almighty Allah is giving them the glad tidings. Yes, O seven youngsters, your duas are accepted. You go into the cave, ينشر لكم ربكم من رحمته. The mercy of Almighty Allah will envelope you, surround you, encompass you. وَيُهَيِّئِ لَكُم مِّنْ أَمْرِكُم مِّرْفَقًا. And Almighty Allah has already arranged for you, مِّنْ أَمْرِكُم, regarding your matter, your affairs, مِرْفَقًا, that there will be compassion for you, there will be kindness for you, there will be goodness for you. All the things you want there, everything will be arranged for you. Imagine the manifestation of the help of Almighty Allah and the mercy of Almighty Allah. Today our yaqeen, our conviction, our iman is so weak that the dua we make also half-heartedly. Inna Allah la yaqbalu du'a an qalbin ghafilin. Allah does not accept the dua of people who are making dua half-heartedly. Idha sa'altumullah, when you make dua, wa antum muqinoona bil ijaba, whilst you have the firm conviction, Allah will respond. Allah will answer favorably. That is how we are supposed to make dua. And that is what these youngsters did. They cried, they petitioned, they begged, they beseeched Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah gave them glad tidings. Now you go and relax and sleep for 300 years. Now they are in the cave. Sometimes they turn to the right. Sometimes they turn to the left, as you will hear in tomorrow's lesson, inshallah. You know, when people are in ICU, when people are in hospital and clinic for long, long periods, 6 months, 8 months, 1 year, 2 years, then they get bad sores. So Almighty Allah made all these arrangements for them, that they will remain there 300 years and there will be sound, deep sleep. No need to go to the bathroom, to the washroom. No need to eat and drink anything. Almighty Allah sustains them with zikrullah. That in their mind they make zikr. And that also with the control, with the power of Almighty Allah. And that is how they get spiritual nourishment and spiritual elevation and elation as well. That they are so happy that Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has now spoken of them and given them the glad tidings. وَتَرَى الشَّمْسَ, you will see the sun. إِذَا طَلَعَتْ, that when the sun is rising, تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَافِهِمْ, and it passes the cave, ذَاتَ الْيَمِينَ, on the right-hand side. Now this is what I was speaking about. People went, archaeologists went, professors went, scientists went, let's look for a cave that where the sun passes on the right-hand side, then this will happen. Remember, all this is exercise in futility. When something extraordinary happens to Anbiya and messengers, alayhimus salam, you call it mu'jiza, miracle. When it happens to Awliya'ur Rahman, Awliya'ullah, like these seven youngsters, you call it karamat. Karamatul Awliya'i Haqqun is unanimous belief of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And we believe in it. Kullama dakhala alayya Zakariya al-Mihrab wajada inda rizqa. Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha, her honorable name is mentioned 34 times in the Noble Quran. The entire surah, surah 19, is dedicated to her. She, Sayyida Maryam, her guardian, Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam, would come, from where are you getting all this food and fruit? Qala, qala ya Maryam, anna laki hadha, from where are you getting? Qalat huwa min indillah, my Allah is providing for me. Imagine, in South Africa, in winter, a person every day is getting leeches and mangoes. So we also will start wondering. So that is what used to happen to Sayyida Maryam radiallahu anha. Things that are not found anywhere, but she is getting it. You call that karamat. So yeah, this is karamat also. إِذَا طَلَعَتْ تَزَاوَرُ عَنْ كَافِهِمْ, the sun would go past and decline from their cave, ذات اليمين, on the right-hand side. وَإِذَا غَرَبَتْ, and when the time came for the sun to set, تَقْرِدُهُمْ ذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ, then remember it would go across that way, the left-hand side. وَهُمْ فِي فَجْوَةٍ مِّنْ, and then there was a big place, open place there. enough oxygen, enough air, everything. Is this to do with the cave, the measurement, the location? Nay, Almighty Allah states, ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ. These are the signs of Almighty Allah. These are the symbols of Almighty Allah. This is the symbol of Almighty Allah. Allah gives victory to whomsoever He wishes. In the battle of Badr, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and 313 Sahaba victorious against Abu Jahl and company. Today they tell you breaking news, every TV channel, every radio, everyone carrying the news in different languages. Anywhere you walk in, the people speak. My message to you, Hillary Clinton, is this. Allah has humiliated you against the black man, and then also you lost. Allah has humiliated you against the white man, then also you lost. And Allah is teaching people a lesson. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهِ. Whosoever Almighty Allah humiliates, فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. The Muslims put millions and billions of dollars and they also humiliated. Because we turn away from Allah. Allah humiliates us in this world. That's the lesson the Muslim should learn. Everybody backing, and you're backing the wrong horse. I got nothing to do with Clinton, I got nothing to do with Trump. I want to teach you a lesson of Iman and Islam. Don't put your hopes on people. No one can save you. Allah alone will save us. Today we're wondering, what has happened? Remember, Allah ki lati be awaze. Allah stick when it hits, it does not make noise. Remember, these are all enemies of Islam. And we are foolish to think that they will help the Muslims and help Islam. Remember, inna Allah maulana. When the battle took place, then the enemy said, lana uzza wa la uzza lakum. The mushrikeen in Makkah shouted and screamed, we have Uzza, we have the idol, and he will help us. Remember, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam told Sahaba, immediately announced, inna Allah maulana wa la maula lakum. Verily, Almighty Allah is our helper and our protector, and you don't have Allah on your side. Take heed, take lesson. Now finish. Her name will be remembered as the crooked Hillary forever. Humiliated, disgraced throughout the whole world, and her backers might be wondering. Don't pin your hopes on any human being. Put your trust in Almighty Allah, in Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the teaching of Islam, and see the honor Allah will give. Wa tu'izzu man tashaa wa tuzillu man tashaa. That is zalika min ayatillah. Take this lesson. The king and his rulers on the verge of executing seven youngsters. The seven youngsters put their iman in Almighty Allah, not in material things, and they stayed in the cave. That is the downfall, the disgrace of this ummah, absolutely. That they pin their hopes on the enemies of Islam. May yahdillahu fawwal muhtad. Whosoever Almighty Allah guides, fawwal muhtad, then he is the one that is guided. That is the person whom Almighty Allah then enhances the iman, the nur of iman, the radiance and effulgence of iman increases all the time. Wa man yudlil. Whosoever Almighty Allah leads astray, is not Allah led them astray. They themselves said that we don't want this part of Rahman, we want the part of Shaitan, Allah forbid. And when they chose that, Quran says, فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. Then Almighty Allah let their hearts get deviated. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala let them go lower and lower. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. So low, even worse than animals. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. وَمَنْ يُدْلِلْ فَلَنْ تَجِدَ لَهُ وَلِيًّا مُرْشِدًا. Then you will not find any protector. You will not find any guide. No one. Everything will turn against you. May Almighty Allah increase and enhance our iman and learn to put our trust in Allah and not in people. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin.